Good morning, everybody. It's Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, Two for Tuesday. Two Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. I'm your weekday overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and my hero, the greatest, Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And again, it is Two for Tuesday, and Brian requested the track tours with the Tulsa Shuffle. The Tulsa Shuffle. Say that 14 times fast and watch your lips explode. All right. Yeah, we're back. Hi. Hey, I hope you guys can make it out to my screening this evening of Say Anything, a really great, wonderful movie featuring what I think is the quintessential, one of the quintessential performances of John Cusack as Lloyd Dobler. Classic movie from 1989, written and directed by Cameron Crowe. A really, really wonderful romantic comedy. And we're showing it in honor. Next week is Valentine's Day, so we thought we would actually show a lovely little romantic comedy. It's really sweet. It's really great. Well-acted. Wonderfully written. It's a terrific movie all the way around. And it's only $10 to get in tonight, and we're at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. And 7 o'clock, show up, have some dinner at Bogart's, which is on the second floor. They got great full menu, great food, and they got a full bar. You can have drinks during the movie if you want. It's fantastic. And the theater itself is high luxury, beautiful, giant love seats, incredible projection, great digital projection, and unbelievable sound. Big, huge, curved screen. It's a big, big, beautiful theater. A great place to see a movie on the big screen. And so Say Anything tonight with John Cusack, Ione Skye, John Mahoney. And by the way, it's Bebe Neuwirth's first movie, her movie debut. And she doesn't have any scenes with John Mahoney, oddly enough, because she was on Frasier, and they never had any scenes together in Say Anything. She plays a cool teacher who shows up at the year-end high school party. So anyway, we're showing it tonight. $10 to get in. Parking is free. Go to Fandango.com to reserve your seats now. So they're waiting for you. Fandango.com. Look up Say Anything and get your tickets. So in honor of that, we're talking about the best romantic comedies of all time. I have a list here from Paste Magazine. Say Anything comes in at number 7. So the movie I'm showing tonight is in the top 10 of the 50 best romantic comedies of all time. So, do you guys now, Dan, I want to mention number 49. Number 49 on the list is a relatively important movie to you and Eileen. Is that not correct?
Yes, number 49 was our first date.
First date was Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Right.
So you got to look at Jason Segel's schlong for a while.
Yes, I had seen the movie previously.
Oh, you did?
And thought, well, this is good because, you know, if she doesn't like it, that could say a lot about, you know, her personality and things like that. And then about a minute and a half before we saw Jason Segel's Segel, I remember, and I'm like, oh, well, this will make it even more interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's not just like a quick shot.
Nope. It is out there for everybody.
He's out there hanging out for a while. Like an uncomfortable. Well, that's the joke, actually, is that like that's why it's in there. Yeah. That's a good movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It is.
And did she like it?
She did.
And you guys been together since 2008.
Great.
And how long you been married now?
We got married in 2012.
2012.
So we were 5 months in August.
Five months?
Or 5 years.
months. How do you have a kid that's a year and a half old?
Don't ask questions to Julio.
5 years.
5 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you have a favorite besides that? Because that's the first date that you had with your wife?
Yeah. The one that always I defend is a movie called Deafening Maybe with
it's a good movie.
Ryan Reynolds.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's unconventional. It's not a straightforward, you know. And I think one of the nice things about this list is that it's not the schlocky romantic comedies. It's a movie that's got a lot of heart, and you know there are things that I have issues with, but it's really well written. It's really well told, you know, and it features everybody in there is charming as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds, Elizabeth Banks, Isla Fisher, and God, I'm blanking on her name. Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz.
So all of them just. are great. You know, there's, you know, it's one of those things where it's like one of those good movies where there's not that annoying character everybody hates. Everybody's got a reason for what they're doing. Yeah. I remember watching it with Eileen, and we disagreed over the Rachel Weisz, the Ryan Reynolds breakup. We were on opposite sides, and it's always nice when a movie can do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can respect and find out, and you can agree with people in the way they do things and not be just some forced cliche to make the movie move along.
Yeah, that was under the radar of that movie, too, and deserves some sort of, you know, spotlight. Esmeralda, do you have any romantic comedies that you like?
I'm looking at a list right now, and the ones that pop out are I am a fan of Bridget Jones's Diary.
The first one?
Yes.
Yeah, because the other two sucked.
Okay.
They did. They sucked. The other two were the first one was good. The other two was they sucked. that was a good one. I'm not a big romantic comedy guy. It's, you know, not my cup of tea. You know, I took a first date to see Dead Ringers, so I'm not, it's not really a, but when they're good, I like them. Like the one I'm showing tonight is a great one. Say Anything is a great romantic comedy. I would have to say that my favorite romantic comedy of all time is, I think, the quintessential and finest romantic comedy ever made. That's His Girl Friday. With Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell, which is not only, I think, the greatest romantic comedy ever made, but one of the best comedies in the history of the medium. You watch that movie if you want to understand impeccable, insanely incredible comic timing and dialogue delivery. It's a clinic. It's a clinic. If I were teaching a class in comedy 101, the first movie I would show in terms of acting, like, you know, it would be His Girl Friday. And I've actually, you know, because of like a bunch of plays that I've directed had that quick sort of style. I can't tell you the number of people that cast members that I've had in my shows that I've made watch His Girl Friday repeatedly. <It's> like, so anyway, so His Girl Friday is my favorite. And it is on the list. It's too damn low on this list. Again, number 22. It's too low, man. You know, I don't appreciate that. There are ones on this list, Esmeralda. Are you looking at the same list that I'm looking at, Paste?
No.
Oh. Because the list that I'm looking at, the one that we have up on our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/NickDShow, has some pretty unusual ones. Like you wouldn't necessarily find. There's not one Matthew McConaughey movie on this list. I mean that mid period that we were talking about earlier, the romantic comedy period.
But are any of them actually good?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Have you ever seen Lars and the Real Girl?
No, but I mean of Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey. Oh, Matthew McConaughey. No, they're not. But I mean, like, if you were making Failure to Launch is not bad. Failure to Launch is not bad. Lose a dude in 10 minutes or whatever the hell. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is bad. What is the other one? Fool's Gold with Kate Hudson. That's bad. I didn't hate Failure to. Oh, The Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Woo! Is that bad? So, but like, you know, some of the stuff they have Lars and the Real Girl on this list, which I find refreshing. Have you ever seen that movie, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
It's so great. Ryan Gosling, and he's got like he's dating a sex doll. And everybody around him has to treat her as if she's real. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. It really is. You've seen it, Dan?
Yeah, fantastic movie.
It's so good, and Gosling is amazing. Well, that goes without saying. Well, now we know how unbelievable Gosling is. Back then, it was like, oh, this guy. Oh, I remember him as the teacher who smoked crack. He was awesome in that movie. Half Nelson. That's the movie where I was like, who is this guy? What's the deal with this dude? All right. All right, we're talking romantic comedies. And we would love to hear from you. Good ones. 312-981-7200. What are some of your favorite romantic comedies? 312-981-7200. And hopefully you can come out and see Say Anything tonight. Thank you. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Bird. Brian requested the Tractors. That's Falling Apart. Hi, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and we're talking about the best romantic comedies of all time. I got a list here from Paste Magazine. The reason we're talking about this is because I am really happy to be hosting a screening of a great romantic comedy tonight at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Movie starts at 8. It's only $10 to get in, and we are showing John Cusack and Ione Skye in the wonderful movie Say Anything. So I hope you guys can make it out. Go to Fandango.com to get your tickets now. So in honor of that, we're talking about great romantic comedies and your favorites. Dave texted in, It Happened One Night, a great movie. Great, great movie. It Happened One Night. Really wonderful all the way around, and was kind of loosely the inspiration and remade for another John Cusack movie called The Sure Thing, which is also a really wonderful romantic comedy, where the quote that I use at the beginning of my show every morning, where you hear Cusack going, Nick, he's your buddy, he's your pal, he's the kind of guy you can have a beer with, that's from The Sure Thing, where he goes on to talk about how you can throw up in his car. He's the kind of guy that doesn't mind if you throw up in his car. That's Nick. Do you remember that monologue, Esmeralda?
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Let's see. Jay in Ohio says, looking forward to the movie tonight, Nick. Oh, thanks for coming in. He comes in from Ohio. He's come in like three times, Jay, to see movies. Three or four times. And with the terrible thing, Dan, he came in last June, drove in from Ohio for the Raiders screening, and it was sold out. I felt so terrible. I would have given him my seat if I knew I didn't even know. Otherwise, I would have stood during the damn thing and let him take my seat. Coming out all the way from Ohio, that's pretty awesome. 630 area code says An American President, a great movie. Great movie. Aaron Sorkin, I think one of my favorite Aaron Sorkin scripts, The American President. And Annette Bening is luminous in that movie. She is so wonderful. If you don't fall in love with Annette Bening in American President, you have no soul. 614 area code says, a great movie, Truly, Madly, Deeply. Yes. Yes. When Alan Rickman passed away, I went out of my way to make sure that you guys knew about this movie, Truly, Madly, Deeply. It is a wonderful movie. Really, really wonderful. Truly, Madly, Deeply. If you're an Alan Rickman fan, and who isn't, you should check this one out. Nadine. Oh, I did not enjoy Nadine, even though Jeff Bridges is in it. It's Jeff Bridges and Kim Basinger. I was not a fan. 740 area code, Frankie and Johnny with Pacino and Pfeiffer. Oh, I hated that movie too. Even though, like, Pacino and Pfeiffer, you know, they made a big deal out of it. Oh, they're reuniting, the first time they've made a movie together since Scarface. Oh, great. That's the follow-up we need. All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Yeah, look, I'm more a fan of the classic screwball comedies. It's, you already mentioned His Girl Friday, but I got another Howard Hawks one for you, Bringing Up Baby.
You know what, and, Mike? Those movies, in my book, they shake hands. You know what I mean, man? Because Bringing Up Baby is an astonishingly great film, too. So good.
I got another one, Lady Eve, Preston Sturges' Lady Eve. Yeah. And, of course, I got to add William Powell and Carol Lombard and My Man Godfrey. Yeah. That's another great
one. Those are the old school ones, Mike.
I haven't really caught up with these recent ones. The only thing I can think of is like Something Wild.
Something Wild is a great romantic comedy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's tremendous.
The last one I think I saw.
That's a great romantic comedy. Now, Mike, have you seen, do you remember His Girl Friday? They remade it. And I know that His Girl Friday is actually an update of the front page where they switched,
right,
the sexes on the one character. But did you ever see the remake that they did
Of? The one with Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was bad.
It was so terrible. Switching channels. It was Burt Reynolds in the Cary Grant role.
Christopher Reeve in the Ralph.
He was in the Ralph Bellamy role. And Kathleen Turner was in the Rosalind Russell role. And they updated it to a cable news network instead of a newspaper. It was brutal. Man. It was brutal. All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Dick.
Have a good day. Yeah, Lady Eve, another great film, a classic movie. Now, you know, Punch Drunk Love is on this list at number 36, which this legitimizes this list completely. And I just turned into Norm Crosby there. legitimizes? I got to get organized. Punch Drunk Love, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Of course, Paul Thomas Anderson, my favorite director, directed it. It's easily the best performance that Adam Sandler has ever given in his life. and really a great film. That's on the list, and it's nice to see. Groundhog Day is on the list. Our good old pal, Stephen Tobolowsky, who I am told from a listener was a clue on Jeopardy yesterday. Esmeralda, our good friend, Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, you should be so proud.
It was.
They should have had him read it.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have. That would have been great. But they had. It was character actors that you know. You might not know their names. Stephen Tobolowsky, name the film in which he played Ned, the insurance salesman. And of course, that's Groundhog Day, which is a wonderful romantic comedy. And I'm very excited because I got Tobolowsky's book. He sent it to me. It doesn't come out till April, and he sent me an advanced copy. I'm so excited. All right. Here's Rita on WGN. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Nick. It's Rita from Roselle, and you're helping me with my insomnia.
Oh, good.
Well, I had two Katharine Hepburn movies. The first one is Woman of the Year with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn.
Great film. Yep.
And then the second one, one of your previous callers mentioned, which was Bringing Up Baby with Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant.
Cary Grant, yep.
And the Woman of the Year, I think what I remember about it, since I've seen it, you know, so many times, is how it was interesting where Spencer Tracy's character was trying to fit into her life and what she was doing. And then, you know, she wasn't really making an effort, and, I mean, they almost split up. They were going to split up as a result of it.
You know, the thing about a lot of the stuff that Katharine Hepburn did was that in terms of tone, way ahead of its time. That's a very, very feminist film.
And you're
absolutely right. It does not fall under the umbrella of, oh, the weak woman being swept off her feet by the man. It's a great film. Woman of the
Another
Year.
Another good film that the two of them made was Adam's Rib. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With David Wayne. I love that, too.
It's a great film. It's a great film.
Especially Judy Holliday and the courtroom scenes and stuff that was hysterical. Yep.
Classic stuff. I love the old ones. Thanks, Rita.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got to take a break here. News is coming up next, and we'll talk more romantic comedies, and hopefully you can come out tonight to see Say Anything at the Movie Co. Theater. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich. In about 24 minutes with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 630 area code for Two for Tuesday requested Garbage and their song Empty. All right, and we are talking about romantic comedies, specifically I'm looking at a list that's on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. It's not only the list, but it's an explanation and for each of the movies that have been chosen, and it's a list of the 50 best romantic comedies of all time from Paste Magazine. And you can check out that full list and full article at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And we're going through some of our favorite romantic comedies. Because I'm showing Say Anything tonight. Esmeralda, you have or haven't seen Say Anything?
I have not.
Oh, okay. It's great. It's great. And I'm excited to be showing it tonight. So I hope you guys can come out and see it at some point, all of you guys. It's 8 o'clock tonight at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. We'll do a little. I'll introduce the movie. We'll do a talk afterwards, and it's a great movie, great theater, and a great cheap night to go out. So check out Fandango.com and get your tickets now. Let's talk with Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom from South Bend, formerly of Chicago.
All right.
And, yeah, I've got a couple of just some regular Joe Sixpack movies. I'm not a great film connoisseur, but I've always liked About Last Night and, you know, the original, obviously. Continental Divide with John Belushi.
Yep.
And Can't Buy Me Love.
Ah, Patrick Dempsey. Back when Patrick Dempsey weighed 83 pounds.
When he was, yeah, when he was nobody, and everybody thought Amanda Peterson was going to be the beautiful, great star.
Whatever happened to her? Turn
out bad.
Whatever happened to her, man?
Well, she became a druggie, and she died about a year ago.
Yeah, man, oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, bad news for her.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Tom, thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
See ya, bye. Continental Divide was this... a movie that that Belushi, John Belushi, was really passionate about because he, you know, had done a bunch of comedies where he was, you know, like slob guy or physical, you know, physical comedy guy. And this was basically a romantic lead. And it was a romantic comedy where he played a character. We were just talking about Kolchak, Carl Kolchak earlier, the Night Stalker.
Mm-hmm.
This character that Belushi plays is, in fact, absolutely based on Royko.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely based on Royko. Wrote for the Chicago Sun-Times, the character right for the Chicago Sun-Times. Hung out at the Billy Goat and ends up going on assignment to the mountains where Blair Brown, who was on a show called The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. She was in Altered States. She was popular in the 80s and into the 90s and now every once in a while shows up and stuff. But she was a woman who lived in the mountains keeping an eye on these eagles that were in instinct and trying to keep poachers and hunters away. And he went on assignment to do this story on her, and she was very resistant, didn't want this guy to write about her or be there or anything. And it's about this reluctant relationship, this romance that starts happening with them. It's a really sweet movie, and Belushi is charming, and it's unlike anything he's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not, he doesn't smash beer cans against his head. He doesn't do any, there's no slob comedy. He doesn't sing any blues songs or anything. It's just, it's a straightforward romantic comedy lead. And it really, really destroyed him when it bombed. It had a major impact on him personally. And I think led to one of the reasons why he went on the downward spiral that he went on that led to his death.
Right.
Because when the movie came out, he had really placed a lot of hope on it. He was like, this is going to change my career. Because he never got offered any of that stuff. He never got offered romantic comedy leads, you know, like straightforward stuff. It was always, hey, you're the guy that's going to put cottage cheese in your mouth and spit it out on everybody.
Michael Apted
came to him.
Oh, okay.
And he fought for the role. He had to fight, you know, the studio didn't want him. Apted did, the director did. The studio, if I remember correctly, it was Columbia. Columbia Pictures released the movie. And maybe I'm wrong on that. But anyway, the studio wasn't. They were like, you can't put John Belushi in this movie opposite. Because Blair Brown was hot at the time. Mm-hmm. She'd just come off of Altered States. And she's like a diminutive. She's like a really sweet looking, you know, kind of a tiny woman. And here's Belushi. It's this big, you know, tornado of energy. And they're like, you can't put these two people together. But he fought for it. He got the part. And it got good reviews. And, you know, I mean, it was well received by the critics. But it tanked at the box office.
Yeah.
And then that followed. He followed that up with Neighbors, which also tanked. That was him and Dan Aykroyd. And the weird thing about that movie, which was a disaster and one of the worst movies ever. I mean, it's horrible, containing perhaps the worst score in the history of cinema. If you ever stumble across Neighbors on cable or online or something, watch about 10 minutes of it. Just listen to the score and go, yeah, that's the worst score I've ever heard in a movie in history. But the part was that you had the weirdo neighbor moving in to the neighborhood in the cul-de-sac next door to the straight-laced neighbor. And the weirdo neighbor and his crazy wife and, you know, and his crazy kids infiltrate the straight neighbor. Now, what happened was they decided that they wanted to switch roles because originally Belushi was going to play the weirdo and Dan Aykroyd was going to play the straight guy. They switched the roles, you know, and it was a total disaster. They both hated the director. The director was John Avildsen. He's known for his comedy touch because he directed Rocky. So so anyway, they fought on the set constantly. It was a nightmare. And the movie came out. They hated it. Belushi and Aykroyd hated it. They refused to go to promote it. It came out Christmas of 81. And it tanked. That was two major bombs for Belushi in a row. He was dead by March. So So he was one of my heroes, too, and it was really sad. So sad. But Continental Divide, I'm glad Tom brought that one up, because it's a really it's a major departure for Belushi, and he's really sweet in it. It's not a perfect movie, but it was so great to see him stretch. And I remember when I saw it, I was in high school, and it was so different from what, you know, Belushi was known for. And a couple of my friends of mine and I went to the Norwich to see it. Afterwards, we were like, wow, that was really not what we expected, but it was great. And it was like, maybe Belushi will get an Oscar nomination sometime in the future. That's how, you know, didn't happen, though. All right, here are some other ones. Let's see. Joanne says, I love, love, love Return to Me. Yeah, that was Duchovny and Bonnie Hunt. Right?
Yeah, well.
Was shot here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry?
Minnie Driver.
There you go.
Oh, Minnie Driver, right. Oh, Bonnie Hunt was in the support. She directed it, but she was in the supporting roles. Minnie Driver and David Duchovny. Shot here. 312 area code. Two other Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn films, Holiday and Philadelphia Story. Philadelphia Story is one of the greatest romantic comedies of all time. And that's got to be, no, it's number 8. Oh, my God. The movie I'm showing tonight, Say Anything, is above the Philadelphia Story. All right. Let's see. 269 area code, While You Were Sleeping. Yeah, that's a sweet movie. Sandra Bullock. That's when she became America's sweetheart, was after that movie.
Yeah, because what did she do before?
Speed. That was the movie that broke her.
And then they gave her this.
Yeah. 815 area code, When Harry Met Sally. It's number 2 on this list. I can't stand that movie. I'm assuming it's not your cup of tea either, Esmeralda.
I mean, I've seen it, but it wasn't.
People love it.
I saw it, and I was like, oh, yeah, they got the thing with the deli.
Yeah, the orgasm scene.
And that's it.
Now, you know, that's Rob Reiner's.
And I'm like, okay.
Rob Reiner gave his mom the funniest line in the movie.
Yeah.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
It's Rob Reiner's mom says that line. Yeah, my issue with that movie is that, you know, it purports to take on, you know, like, you know, men and women can be friends. And then ultimately they can't. That's like at the end of the movie, it's like, no. They can't just be friends. That's like one of the messages of the movie, and I can't stand that. I don't know. I have an issue with Billy Crystal.
I find Meg Ryan a bit grating.
Meg Ryan, I can take or leave, and I think, you know, her strongest stuff is the romantic comedy stuff. Like, she's born to be in those movies. And I actually like You've Got Mail. I like that movie. I hate Sleepless in Seattle. Hate it. But I don't know. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah. That's Garbage, Automatic Systematic Habit from the 630 area code. Are you a Garbage fan?
I'm a very big Garbage fan. I don't know this song. Is it off the new album?
Is it more recent, Dan? Because
it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the album Not Your Kind of People.
Yeah.
Shirley Manson rules.
She frightens me in a good way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. She's great. She's great. All right, we're talking about romantic comedies, and hopefully you guys can come out and see my screening of Say Anything, which is voted on this list from Paste Magazine as the 7th best romantic comedy ever made, and I'll be screening it tonight. I'm hosting it, introducing it, and I'm going to tell a bunch of stories afterwards. Some behind-the-scenes stuff, because I knew John Cusack then. We used to hang out a lot in that period of time, like between 88 and like 93, we hung out a lot. Me and him and Piven hung out quite a bit.
Do you suggest he lift the stereo over his head?
Yeah, that was my idea.
You were like, hey, I think that would be good in that scene.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I have an idea for this movie. Try it out. Just hold that boombox up. Interesting story that I'll tell at the that I'll tell at the theater, how In Your Eyes was chosen. Mm. And I'll tell that at the theater tonight. I'm not going to, unless you want to come out and see the movie. I'll tell you off the air, since I know you can't make it tonight.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you off the air. And real interesting story behind that whole scene and everything. Mm. So yeah, Say Anything tonight. MovieCo Theater. Go to Fandango.com. Reserve your seats now. It's only $10. It's cheap. Parking is free. You can have dinner beforehand at the restaurant Bogart's. And then we'll go into the theater and the movie starts at 8. And because of that, we're talking about romantic comedies. And here is Charlotte on WGN. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi.
I've got an early 1940s movie. I don't know if you've mentioned this one yet. The More the Merrier.
Oh, that's a great Joel McRae. That's a great movie.
That's right. Joel McRae, Gene Arthur, and Charles Colburn is really funny in it.
I'm looking at this right here. Karen also sent in this, and she said that Colburn also evidently won Best Supporting Actor for it.
TCM said that it was during World War II, and a lot of the younger men actors were off to the war, and so they were using older men more.
Yes.
And so that, I think, gave him his big chance.
Yeah. Yeah, The More the Merrier, it's a great movie. I haven't seen it in years, but it's a great film.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Okay.
All right, Charlotte, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I love that we're getting a ton of the old stuff this morning. That makes me feel good about the world. People are looking at another. Here's another one. Let's see. We got An Affair to Remember, which was mentioned already. Both versions of Sabrina. I don't know about the remake. The original Sabrina is pretty great. I'm not sure about the remake. Yours, Mine, and Ours with Henry Fonda and Lucille Ball. 1938 movie directed by Frank Capra. You Can't Take It With You from the 847 area code. Gene Arthur, Jimmy Stewart, Lionel Barrymore. The Apartment is people are texting in that from the 708 area code. Man, old school this morning. From the 847 area code, I think it's worth noting that Say Anything, there was another movie that used a boombox to try to win over a girl, and that's Tough Turf with James Spader and Kim Richards.
Thought it was a piano that he...
Well, that's when he's like, I walk the night.
Right.
Oh, Dan, can you find I Walk the Night? We
did
need to...
Did he then play... recorded it and then played
here
it
go,
on,
here.
A, on a... On
I feel
box.
Your face. I hear your eyes. I know the
it's
nights
working.
That you cry, but still...
He's crazy.
We survive. I walk the night.
To dance.
Fighting the darkness that breaks our hearts, we hold each other tight.
Now, see, Dan, you get to see the visuals.
I walk the night. I walk the night.
Yeah. Fighting. Picture James Spader, full on 80s. Lips, it's clearly not James Spader singing.
What? Come on. Sure.
Now, Dan, it's. That's pretty fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, that is. Yeah.
Tough Turf. T-U-F-F. T-U-F-F.
By the way, Dan, do you just have that link, like a bookmarked for any time?
I was actually listening to it, and then the text came
in.
Right.
So
it worked out.
You went,
nicely.
Rewind it.
Oh, man. All right. 630 area code says The Lake House with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. I love that movie. I love
Wait,
that
is
movie.
Is it the one where they mail the mailbox?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Okay.
Love it. Speaking of Keanu Reeves, the greatest movie ever made opens Friday. John Wick Chapter 2. It's going to be better than Citizen Kane.
What about John Wick?
It was awesome. You don't
that
kill...
one's, but the second one will be better.
It'll be the greatest movie prediction? Ever made.
Oh,
yes,
goodness.
In the history of cinema. 50 years from now, colleges will be studying John Wick Chapter 2.
You're going to stop reviewing movies after that one?
I quit.
Done,
I'm just
going
to quit.
Can't.
You can't get better than this.
Aren't they going to name the college after John Wick?
Oh.
The John Wick University.
Oh.
School of Film. That's right.
Keanu Reeves Auditorium.
That's right. All right. Let's find out what's going to happen in a few minutes on the opening bell. Here's Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
As you head home today, by the way, just be careful because there's rain out there and lots of it. Big puddles of water everywhere, so you may get wet on your way home.
All right.
But if you're on your way to work, we'll have the numbers behind Valentine's Day for you. You'll never guess how much people spend on Valentine's these days, how many flowers are sold. We have all of those numbers. Plus, more people in America do not have wills, especially those with kids, and we'll tell you why that's sort of a bad idea. Next on the opening bell.
Okay. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right.
Some of the other ones that are on this list that I wanted to get to is a movie called Waitress, starring.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. In which she plays a waitress who gets pregnant and has to deal with it. And Nathan Fillion is in it. From Firefly.
She make pies in it?
She does make pies, one? Yes. Okay. Andy Griffith is in it.
Didn't they do, isn't there a musical?
Yes, they did a Broadway musical of it. It's a wonderful movie, though, and it's on this list, too, and I wanted to mention that one, too. About a Boy, Nick Hornby wrote it. Great book, great movie. It's Hugh Grant and What a Day, What a Lovely Day, but as a kid, the guy from Mad Max.
Oh, right. I was like, Tom Hardy. <That's him. laughs>
Yeah, he's raising that guy as a.
For a second, I was like, he wasn't in that.
Yeah.
No,
he was a kid. He was a little kid in it. As Good as It Gets, one of my favorites with Jack Nicholson, and Helen Hunt. A phenomenal movie, and Greg Kinnear.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
It's so good. He's so.
But I saw the end, and it was kind of annoying me.
Well, you got to see the whole movie.
He's very dumb.
Who is Nicholson?
Yeah.
He's one of the most.
I know he's trying, but
he's one of the most one of the most despicable leads in a romantic comedy of all time, and he's fantastic in it.
Like everything she's mad about, I'm like, I'm with you.
Yeah, and they won. They both won the Oscar for that year. All right, here's the top 10 on this list: Four Weddings and a Funeral, starring Hugh Grant. Number 9 is High Fidelity. So in the top 10 are two John Cusack movies.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, The Philadelphia Story. Number 7, the screening I'm showing tonight of Say Anything at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Go to Fandango.com. Get your tickets now. Starts at 8. Number 6 is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, I love that movie.
I do, too. It's so good. It's more heartbreaking than comedy, though. I mean, there's funny elements in it, but... Number 5 is Manhattan, Woody Allen. Number 4 is The Princess Bride, which fits into that category.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Number 3 is Amelie. Number 2 is When Harry Met Sally. And number 1, according to this list of romantic comedies, is Woody Allen's Annie Hall, which I'm not a big Woody Allen fan. That's a great movie, though. So there you go. That's a pretty good list. And I'll be showing number 7 tonight. I wish you could come, Esmeralda.
Yeah,
why don't
I
you just quit?
Work. Yeah. That just for the movie.
Just quit.
I'm going to walk into the office later and go, I quit.
I'm going to see Say
Only
Anything.
Only because, like, you know you could take the day off. No.